Christmas, a season in the sun. It's 40 degrees Celsius in the shade. School's out, surf's up, and the beaches are packed. The skies are blue, and across the country, people get their barbecues ready for the biggest lunch of the year. It's Christmas in Australia, and everything is different from Christmas in the Northern Hemisphere. Australians have their 6-week summer holiday in December and January, and many families like to spend this time at the seaside. As soon as the schools break up, everybody heads for the coast. Cars, caravans, and mobile homes all look like summer on wheels, says 16-year-old Nick Byatt from Sydney. Beach umbrellas, surfboards, and fishing gear are strapped down on roof racks. Every vehicle is packed full of stuff needed for the long holiday. Australia is a big place, and Aussies think nothing of travelling up to 20 hours to reach their destination. We're used to it, Nick says. If you don't want to travel somewhere because it's too far, you'll never go anywhere. Every summer, Nick's family rents a cabin in Byron Bay, which is a popular coastal town a 9-hour drive north of Sydney. Many families return to Byron Bay every year. Nick has made friends with Najid, whose parents immigrated from Lebanon years ago. The two boys do everything together. Nick describes a typical day. Out with the boogie boards at sunrise, then breakfast. Some surfing if the waves are good. Otherwise, swimming or playing cricket on the beach. In the afternoon, we take a walk around town. Beach parties in the evening, then to bed. Repeat daily. Najid got a kite for his birthday 1 year, and the boys like to fly it out near the lighthouse. According to Nick, the kite is a bit of a chick magnet. Girls always come up to us pretending to be interested in the kite, but they're obviously more interested in Najid. Every year, Nick's family puts up a plastic Christmas tree with coloured lights. They put gifts under the tree on Christmas Eve. They open them the next morning. Najid's family is Muslim, so they don't celebrate Christmas. But 1 year, my mum invited them over for lunch, Nick says, and our families have spent Christmas Day together ever since. We don't have any family here in Byron Bay, and I think it's more fun if lots of people celebrate together. Najid's mum always brings some weird Lebanese dessert, and we share some small gifts. It's fun. Australians don't really have any special Christmas food. Each family prepares the kind of food they like best. For many people, especially those away on holiday, this means a barbecue. Those who are at the seaside dip in and out of the sea all day. Those who are not try to find a swimming pool to cool off. Because, as Nick says, no matter where you are in Australia, Christmas Down Under is almost always hot, hot, hot.